Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Says Mashpiani Aleichem Kishetedun Li Edus Shetavou Utsidun. Same setup that we've had a bunch of times now. A person that goes to potential Edun, and he says to them that I'm making you take a Shavuot that when you do know Edus for my behalf, you're going to come and testify for me. There is no case at hand, it seems. Hare Elu Paturim. These are Patur, even if they at that point say, you know, we agree, and then they don't come, or whatever the case would be. Because in this case, the Shavuah came before the Edus existed. So even if we'll go ahead and a court case will happen to this defendant, this person, and then they will know something and they'll deny it, if there's no Shavuah later, this Shavuah here won't mechayev them anything. So the Rav says here, this Rachmana Amr, the Torah says, V'shama kol Allah, person will hear the voice of a Shavuah, and Allah is a Shavuah, who aid, he'll be an aid, or he will have seen, or he will have known, clearly the setup that the Torah is presenting here is that there is an aid. This is the person, saying a shvuah about what he already knew. Right? Doesn't mean the shvuah came before the aidus. Says Mishnah Yud, Amad Bevesa Knesset, the person stood up in the Bevesa Knesset, we would translate it as a shvuah, but it really might mean any gathering place. But Amar, and he said, Mashbiani Aleichem Shim Atem Yodim Li Edus, I make you swear that if you do know aidus about my case, Shetavo Usiduni. Yeah, that you must come and testify for him. Now, he didn't go up to any two particular people. He stood up in this place, in this shul, wherever it would be, and he said to everyone gathered there, Hare Elu Paturim. So again, even if the case would pan out that someone does know, and they deny it, and they come forward and say they do, if there's no other shul other than this one that happened at this point, even if they did take a shul at this point, they'll be Patur. Ad Sheyiyah Miskavin Lehem, until he intends for them, meaning that he intends for a specific Edim. The Rav says, just one small commentary, Im yodim atem li edus v'chulei peturim, tiksiv hu aid. The pasuk we just quoted, that he will be an aid. Ad sheyichad es edov. He has to specify who he wants to be his witnesses for his case. It can't just be a general claim to a bunch of people. Those are very short ones. Let's do one more Mishnah here. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Amr Lishnayim. He said to two people, Mashpiani aleichem ish ploni uploni. I make you swear, you two certain people, ploni and ploni, that if you do know edus from you, you have to come and say it. They take a shua that we indeed do not know any edus about you. And they do know edus, they do know some fact of testimony. However, they don't know it from seeing it firsthand. They know it from hearing it from another person who saw it. Or they saw it firsthand, but one of these two witnesses was a relative of the defendant or another person involved in the case, or he was otherwise puzzled to testify. Hare Elu Paturim, again, it will be Patur. Says the Rav here, again, another small comment. Why are they Patur in these cases? Even if they would have testified, their testimony wouldn't have done any good and would not have been admissible in the court. And thereby, there is no penalty for the fact they took a shvuah falsely about that. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue next.